tremendous looking trophy.
Hello, welcome to Platinum Social, number one PlayStation podcast in the Oceania. My name's Dylan White. Joining me, Ashley, help me.
Hey, Dylan. Excited to be here for the final stretch of Platinum Explosion. I'm really glad that, you know, Sony has not done anything to anger people this week.
If nothing exciting, I'm telling you, nothing. We'll keep the show alive if something exciting happens by episode 350.
I feel like maybe we can't end the show.
Why?
Because now a big gap in the market has opened up.
That's true. PS, I love you. XOXO is dead.
Retired.
They said dead.
I don't think they did.
I think they said it's finished.
I think it ended, but yeah. I don't think they said dead.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. How could you... Look at this, man. Like, how do you fight this, you know? Like, we coming out here putting out the best PlayStation content week in, week out. They're over there talking about fucking top 10 lists.
They're like, oh, if we can't...
With red cartridge t-shirts. Like, you know?
Yeah, they're like, oh, we can't crack the Oceania's market.
There's no point.
There's no point continuing.
Yeah, I think it's totally fair. Here's the thing, right? We just put out real raw PlayStation content. Come on here, 20-minute episode, go, PlayStation did fuck all this week. Let me talk about two news stories. And I think it's respect of people's time, you know? No need to drag out the podcast for an hour.
Yeah.
I understand people got shit.
What? We're going to answer people's questions? What the hell do we care about other people's questions?
Fucking get on with it. Let people get on with their fucking day, right? Don't drag their shit on for an hour.
Yeah, that's what our other podcasts are there for.
Yes. Correct. Anyway, I feel like I'm dragging this out currently. weird question, not to drag it out, but I was thinking this completely just because we recorded What Do You Want to Watch, but it's going to be stuck in my head unless I ask it. Was it a Police Story?
What, the game?
No, the movie.
The movie, no, with Jackie.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, interesting.
You saw it at the Play DVD.
Yeah, I did see it at Play DVD. All right, let's get this one.
Although, coincidentally, I did half watch another Jackie Chan movie, Around the World in 80 Days.
Not at all, even close.
Not even close.
Yeah, one was OG Jackie Chan, yours is fucking American Jackie Chan. All right.
Pretty sure they're the same person.
Nope, completely different. They cloned him. Anyway, hates his kid apparently because he's a fucking transphobe. So, anyway, whatever. Oof. Well, it's true.
That's a rough thing for people to learn if they didn't know.
I'm not.
No, yeah, I don't think you're making stuff up, but you know,
I'm making stuff up.
If you weren't prepared to learn, another one of your heroes is a terrible person.
Why do you reckon I wear this jumper? Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. It's because all heroes and all good people turn out to be evil. Even Winnie the Pooh.
You know, this is a week of people's reputations being destroyed.
Can't even trust. You can't even trust the guy who just eats honey. You know what I mean? Turns out to be a serial killer. Bit of funk.
If you can't trust the person singing about God's plan, who can you trust?
Exactly. Not God. What are we talking about? All right, this is my PlayStation Plus games. I've been revealed for May. They're out by the time you're listening to this, but anyway. They're out. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, hold on. No. Yes. They're out tomorrow. They're out by the time you're listening. All right, first game, EA Sports FC 24 Standard Edition. Second game, Ghost Runner 2. Third game, Tunic. And last game, Destiny 2 Lightfall. What do you reckon?
It's a good month. Yeah.
Because you got
a good variety of games. Football. Good quality games. Did you ever get around to playing Ghost Runner 2? I can't remember.
Yeah, I played like an hour. Means I can review it, I think.
Yeah.
7 out of 10.
Okay. That's the thing, you should start 1 hour reviews.
I reckon I'll put out more content.
First hour reviews.
If I only had to play an hour of a video game before reviewing it, I'd be fucking smashing out shit. I'm telling you right now. I'd be like, I'd have a million reviews. I'd reviews up everywhere. And play an hour of it, stopwatch, right? Hour of game, done. Whatever, however I feel now, that's a review. I'm done. Sometimes I'm like, why the fuck do I do video game content? If we only were movies, I was like, I could, like, if, you know, movies, hour and a half, I'm done. I can review that sucker. If fucking video game. They're like, this shit takes 25 hours. I'm like, fucking hell. Why? You know, get to the point.
Let's just stop doing video games.
You know, fucking this little fox running around with a shield and a sword. Like, mate, come on. I ain't got time to help you find the...
Just
the
hurry up and translate this.
Oh, dear. I reckon, because I only played now of Ghost Runner, I don't know. I'd probably go Tunic. Like, pick. Like, if you want to play a Nintendo Switch, if you want to play a Nintendo game on your PlayStation, that's the closest you're going to get.
If you want to play Zelda, that's the closest you're going to get.
Yeah. If you want to play Zelda, that's the closest you're going to get. Exactly. So, I don't know. I'll go that. I reckon. Yeah. A decent month, though. They're probably getting EA Sports FC 24 Ultimate Team Starter Pack.
Yeah, they'll just give a bunch of Ultimate Team cards.
Yeah, what does this mean? This pack includes 11 untradeable players and rated 82 above, alongside one of football's all-time greats as an icon lone player pick for 7 games. What the fuck does any of that mean?
So in Ultimate Team, you just collect players. It's like training cards.
Heard of them.
So you get 11 really good trading cards and then a trading card that you can only use 5 times.
What is this, like fucking Tom Cruise will blow up after you read it? Like, what?
Yep, that's exactly it.
Okay. Interesting. Anyway, there's your PlayStation Plus games. All right, the biggest news story of the week when it comes to PlayStation, of course, is everything to do with Helldivers 2. Now, we're recording this after a week of seeing everyone complain about it. So, but anyway, here we are. I'll read this in 2 sections. So, original story from Press Start says, Helldivers 2, a game that was seemingly untouchable in terms of audience goodwill, has come up against a huge amount of backlash and review bombing in recent days after a major change to the user account process on the PC version of the game has caused a ton of upset. Late last week, developer Arrowhead Games Studio shared the update and seemed that after being optional pretty much the entire life of the game to date, thanks to an early technical issue, PlayStation Network account linking will now be mandatory to play the game on PC. The change takes effect now for new players, while existing players will have until June 4th to link their Steam and PlayStation Network accounts. They said in a quote, due to technical issues at the launch of Helldivers 2, we allowed linking requirements to Steam access accounts to PlayStation Network accounts to be temporarily optional. That grace period will now expire. Account linking plays a critical role in protecting our players and upholding the values of safety and security provided on PlayStation and PlayStation Studios games. This is our main way to protect players from the form of griefing and abuse by enabling the banning of players that engage in that type of behavior. It also allows those players that have been banned the right to appeal. So this blew up at first. How do you feel about that as a thing that was going to happen? Because spoilers, it doesn't happen. But anyway, break it down.
I didn't care. I didn't understand why people were getting so upset.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
But admittedly, we're in a privileged place where we're in Australia. PSN is available in Australia. There are countries where PSN is not available. Apparently, if you read the next paragraph, the game got delisted in a bunch of places.
Yeah, but then they said they...
Honestly, this whole story is dumb. PlayStation handled it dumb. You know, they should have made it just implemented more. They should still make it optional, but incentivize getting onto PS Plus. You know, or attaching a PSN profile. I think the reaction was way over the top. People were kind of like, "Oh, Sony's! I can't believe I have to sign up for another account while like a bunch of other games." And other publishers also make you sign up for accounts.
Sign up for Ubisoft accounts, EA accounts, fucking who knows what.
Everything. You know, I'm sure if you're in a country that didn't have PSN, it's super easy to get a VPN, and I'm sure you've already got one, and sign up for another region's account. Yeah, it's just a you know, and then there are people who are like, oh, Sony's always leaking our data. You think people care about your fucking data?
You think you're not special?
You think you're tweeting on X and your data is safe?
Because I don't.
No, Just put a fake name, fake phone, everything in on next.
So the update to the story was, Kieran press start writes, well, there you go. Sony has dropped the reveal that is cancelling the controversial changes to its account linking policy for Helldivers 2 after immense backlash. The decision to make PSN account linking mandatory for players, which would have led users in over 170 countries unable to officially play the game thanks to a lack of PSN support, will not be moving forward. It's unclear if the game will be brought back to Steam in affected regions following this news, but we'll keep an eye on it. Sony has said this in a statement. Quote, Helldivers fans, we've heard your feedback on Helldivers 2 account linking update. The May 6th update, which would have required same PlayStation Network account linking for new players and for current players beginning May 30th, will not be moving forward. We're still learning what is best for PC players, and your feedback is invaluable. Thank you for your continued support, Helldivers 2, and we'll keep you updated on future plans, end quote. And then also Arrowhead CEO John Pilstead has also shared the news, thanking PlayStation for reversing its decision and reiterating studio's desire to give its community of players the best possible live game experience. And quote, firstly, I am impressed by the willpower of Helldivers 2 community and your ability to collaborate. Secondly, I want to thank our partners and friends at PlayStation for quickly and effectively making the decision to leave PSN linking optional. We together want to set a new standard for what a live game is, how developers and community can each support each other to create the best game experiences. End quote. This is after their Steam review scores have already gone to fucking shit.
Yeah, they got review bombed.
Yep.
Like, I've never seen anything review bombed.
It's wild.
Like, the game they were so angry they went and review bombed Helldivers.
Yeah.
They went and bought Helldivers so they could...
so they could review bomb that. Has now fallen into mostly negative. So the recent reviews section... on Steam, 32% of the 280,000 user reviews in the last 30 days are mostly negative. And then the all-time reviews, 53% of the 561,000 user reviews are mixed.
PC players are weird.
It is crazy. This part here, it says, the reviews are something. We'll remove the negative review. We'll remove the negative if the PSN link requirement gets removed. I'm doing my part. Someone else recently, a couple hours ago, gave a positive review and said, democracy has prevailed.
Hmm. I mean, is it a bad sign that Sony just kind of caved to these PC, these schlubs? Gave them what they want. Gave into their demands.
I mean, it's...
Does it set a precedence where they can't do this for future multiplayer games? When Fair Games comes out on PC, will they be a backlash if it's not...
I saw that Ghost of Tsushima on a PC release, they already confirmed that, I guess, in case people were fearful, but that will not require you to link your PSN account.
Hmm.
I guess for the online co-op stuff, maybe was the...
For the Legend stuff, yeah.
Legend stuff, maybe that was the fear. But, yeah. I don't get it. I get the annoyance of it. I don't get how it was this big of a... As long as they allowed people... Like, and I believe they said this. I saw the CEO tweet this at some stage, like a couple of days ago, where they said the countries where PSN's not a thing will not, this won't be required for them. So I'm like, well, as long as that's a thing, then what's the, I don't get, like, that's, to me, that was the only legitimate
concern,
complaint, right? All the stuff about, I'm gonna link because your fucking data gets breached. I'm like, all right, you're sitting on a very thin straw at that point. Like, if that's the hill you want to stand on, like, I guarantee if you were to tell me everything.
How many accounts have you got signed up for on the internet?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're cherry picking what you care about at that point. You know?
Yeah.
And the, like, yeah. So I cannot believe the amount of anger that kicked up over this. It was fucking ridiculous. And it was everywhere. It was just every, for at least 3-4 days there. Every day you open up Twitter or anything, and do like fucking people complain about Helldivers 2.
Yep. Very weird.
Fucking wild. All right. PlayStation Lifestyle writes, Sony increases PlayStation Portable stock, celebrates with accolades trail. Sony Interactive Entertainment has made good on its promise to boost PlayStation Portable stock availability with the new the handheld now in ample supply at every nearly major retailer. Of course, this is a US site. But anyway, the company also released an aptly timed accolades trailer nearly 6 months after the hardware's launch. I think I'm so... This just shocks me, to be completely honest. I would have never, 6 months ago, eight months ago, whatever, in the lead up to the release of this thing, I was giving it so much shit. I thought it was going to fail terribly.
This is just short-sighted.
I am so short-sighted. Unbelievably short-sighted, apparently, because not only has it apparently done so fucking well to the point of like having to increase stock, at least in the States, but the fact there's a fucking accolade strategy for the portal. Wild. What do you reckon? Like, how has this thing done so well? I'm still confused. And look, I like mine. I've admitted several times in this podcast I was wrong, but I'm still shocked at how well it does. Because I say, hey, it's good. I just don't think the price will. I think the price is too hard for most people to jump on board. Apparently, I'm wrong. It was like, oh, there's not enough money. We're in a fucking recession. People happily fucking paying this thing.
But, yeah, you're not going to go to movies, but you're willing to pay this so you can watch it. Have another screen in your room.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Obviously, there was the demand.
It's within fucking reach. Audience.
Like, you know, there's an ease factor. I'm sure there's an element of collecting. Want everything in the PlayStation lineup. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully, it's the first iterations. I don't know if they're going to go as far as to put a SIM card slot in there, but you know. Give people Bluetooth, make the battery better, make it easier to connect and that kind of stuff. And, yeah, it's just weird that, you know, obviously there is a fair bit of competition in the handheld gaming market, and this kind of managed to eke out a niche in a much more successful fashion than PSVR 2 did.
On paper, PSVR 2 you would think would be the more exciting. I guess it's maybe the
price. Because it's got exclusive content. There's a reason to get it, that there's titles that you can't play any other way or experience any other way. Whereas Portal just lets you play the games that you already own in a different way. So, but yeah, it's a huge success, you know?
Well, still don't want one?
I don't feel it's like necessary. So,
I don't think it's necessary for anyone to have one. I don't think it's necessary for me to have one, but I mean, it's nice to have.
I'm sure
there's been enough times where, like a couple weeks ago, or you know, 3-4 weeks ago, when I was on that work trip, like the fact I could play my PlayStation games, because I was like, I could, and again, your Switch or your Asus program, whatever. I'm like, yeah, but the game I wanted to play was on my PlayStation. You know, at that time, the game I wanted to play was on my PlayStation.
Yeah,
so it was nice to have the ability. And I've even done some things some nights where I'm just like, I can't be fuck sitting in this chair. Like, I'm sick of this fucking computer. I just want to get into bed and play this game. That's nice. Even if it's just for 15 more minutes before I inevitably fall asleep because I'm old man. And once I get to bed, it ain't going to take me long. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As Kieran would say.
And then your games, you just die a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Battery dice, yeah.
I fell asleep the other night. I was watching something on my laptop on a pillow next to me. And I just woke up with this fucking bright ass screen going on every split second. I was like, ah! I was like, oh, that's fine. And then I was like, how the fuck did I break my laptop after I fell asleep? I didn't fucking knock it off the bed or anything. But anyway.
Miracle.
I just stayed very still, apparently. But yeah, good on you, PlayStation Paul. Good on you. Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, finally, a new PS5 update is coming that makes it easier to share and join multiplayer games. Right to Kieran over press start. PlayStation revealed it's working on an update to the PS5's multiplayer ecosystem to make it even easier for you to share your online sessions and have them joined. Or all of us join them. Excuse me. New features allow players to create QR links to online games that can be shared across any social media or messaging platform and joined by others, even if they're not already friends on the PlayStation Network. It'll mean that you can organize games from within things like group chats or a social feed and pop a link right there for everyone else to jump right on into. There's also a new unique widget coming for Discord that makes PS5 session invites dynamic with the active status displayed right there in the channel, so you can see if a shared game is live, how many players are on it, and join right from that widget. PlayStation says that some games may need a small update to fully enable all this functionality, but that'll be worked with the developers for the best solution. Sorry, fucking lost my train of thought there. Or where I was reading from. I think this is very cool, to be honest. Like, as much as we've done the, like, Helldivers, obviously we did the, you know, the Discord stuff. It works very well and whatever else, but there's still that little bit of, and it's not, like, it's fine. Like, if that's the way it was, I was like, it's totally workable with it. But I think this is that next level of integrating it all very nicely. And I guess the other thing I was thinking, too, is I can't think of a good game example, but like if you were doing a multiplayer game where, you know, you just want, you know, you've got, you know, 3-4 people, maybe you're streaming on Twitch or some shit, and you want to be able to add people into your party, but you don't have to deal with adding them as friends and, you know, stuff like that to be able to invite them. It's like, well, here, it's just literally, here's the link, join it, you know? So I think it's pretty cool, you know? I'm glad they continue to work on the Discord and party integrations and stuff like that. It's good to see, I think. That'll do it for this week's episode of Platinum Explosion, the only podcast that survives and talks about PlayStation still for three more weeks.
The only PlayStation podcast.
The only PlayStation podcast in the world. And the number one PlayStation podcast in Oceania.
Yep.
If you enjoyed the show, of course, head on over to explosionnetwork.com/discord and chat to us over there. explosionnetwork.com/twitter takes you to our Twitter page, /X page, or /whatever you want to call it. And if you want to support us, explosionnetwork.com/support takes you to our Ko-fi page. Donate as little as a dollar over there. Well appreciated. Help buy a coffee or two for us. And until next week, remember, every trophy counts.